presence of the Lord.
I just heard this one line, you are the apple of my eyes. Amen. Is there anything that we need to hear more than that? You know? You are the apple of my eyes. And whoever touches you touches the apple of my eye. Thank you, praise the Lord. David puts it so beautifully in Psalms 8, verse 4 and 5. And here, God expresses something. And what does David say here? He says, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? And for you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. How did he know that? That God has already crowned him with glory and honor. He is talking about human beings, men and women here. He says, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? And this is what is happening right now also. And you have made him a little lower than the angels. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. David says, God has crowned us with glory and honor. Thank you, Jesus. How did David know about this? This is my question. This is what I was thinking this morning. Because David had deeper understanding of God's plan. Can you agree with me? Yeah? Today, we have the Bible with us. Just go to Revelation. Just go to Genesis. You can read everything and find out. What did David have to speak this? What did he have had in his hand? He had deeper understanding of God's plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just go into Genesis chapter 12 and 2 and 3. What David spoke was revealed here by God. Genesis 12, 2 and 3. It's a very familiar verses I'm just quoting here. You will see God's multifold blessings coming upon Abraham here. He chose Abraham and he just gave him these blessings. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make you your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Verse 3 says, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. What are the things that, if you look at it, the whole verse, what are the blessings that Abraham received? Multiple descendants, fame, honor and divine protection, that through Abraham his descendants would be a blessing to all people, the Bible says. That's what we read. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Hallelujah. Children of God, all these are blessings of yours and mine too. Amen. Galatians 3:29 confirms that. Paul explains. Hallelujah. Thank you and praise you, Father. Paul explains, if you are in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Whatever he received is yours and mine. Can you agree with me? And yet God said to Abraham, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. How can we be a blessing to others, children of God? Think about it. Not by looking inwardly towards us, towards self, and self-promotion is not what God is saying here. But by declaring the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Can we just see that 1 Peter 2:9, I'm quoting so many verses, but something he wants to speak to us today. 1 Peter 2:9, he says, Bible says, you and me, we are the chosen people. Amen. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. And what does he say after that? You may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Yes, amen. Oh, hallelujah. This is why we are called our children of God. And we are a blessing to others, is what the Bible says. If we are a blessing, we need to take these praises in our mouth. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. And what the Bible says what we just read at the beginning, our glory and honor is guaranteed in heaven, not here on this planet Earth. Definitely here, there, your glory, our glory and honor is received, are received there. Hallelujah. Just see Revelation 5:10. That's the verse for today, children of God. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10 says, "And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Who are these priests? Who are these kings, children of God? What did David say? What did Galatians, Paul say? Put it all together, and we are going to receive our glory and honor. In Revelations, we see in the millennium year in the kingdom, we receive glory and honor. We are going to be kings and priests of our God. And we shall reign on the earth along with our Savior. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you understood? It's a small message, children of God. When he speaks, I just very sensitive, because from the beginning till the end, one message. It started off from David saying about the glory and honor. Then how Abraham received those blessings. Think about it. And Jesus came in the same lineage. And he was the one, you know, who made it possible for us. I thank and praise the Lord. Thank you. Can you all rise up, children of God? Can we just open our mouth and praise him? Praise him, praise him. Open your mouth. After understanding all this, how can we keep quiet? How can we keep quiet? How can we keep quiet? We need to just say, open our mouth and just exalt his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. You are the apple of his eyes. This is the first word that we received. If that is so, he has said, where you and me will be at the end. This world will go away. Everything that you see will go away. Whatever you're holding on to will go away. But one thing will remain. That is his word. Thank you, Jesus. That is his promise. Nothing will happen to you. Nothing will happen to that. Thank you, Jesus. Father, let open our eyes. Open our hearts apart to see you. Father, let our confidence be on you apart. Let our confidence not be in anything that is of this world apart. Father, let go of our flesh. We don't want any fleshly desires, Father God. We want to be just looking at you apart. Look at you where our help comes, the psalmist says. We know, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Father, we keep our eyes fixed on you, apart, fixed on you. Who can say that? David said that. Who can say that our eyes are fixed on you, Lord? With you on my right hand, I will not be shaken, no matter what happens. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, I praise you and thank you for all that you revealed to us, Father God. And those who've been attentive, Father, there is a lot more you will show them. Speak to them, Father God. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I'll be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus, Father. If David can have revelations, Father, Paul can have revelations, why not us? Father, open our eyes this evening. Thank you, Master. We surrender the rest of the evening into your hands, Abba. Let the praise arise in this place. Everything that is holding them back, Father, let it go right now in Jesus' name. Let the voices rise up in the name of Jesus. Let every four corners, Father, all four corners of this hall be protected by you, Abba. No work of the defeated enemy will have any say on this service, Father God. I pray that these four corners will be, Father, protected by your angels. Thank you once again, Father. Pray for the word that is going to come through Pastor Blessing. I pray, and I cover him under your precious blood, Abba. Let those words, Father, penetrate through every cell of ours, Father. And thank you and praise you that you are going to bring in, Father, certain words that will transform our lives, Abba. Certain messages or certain words from the Bible he will quote that will, Father, change us. And I thank you once again that the glory will shine in this place. One touch of yours, Father. Any hearts that is wavering, any hearts that do not know what to do tomorrow, if any hearts here have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, just waiting on the Lord, and this is the day that he said, you are the apple of my eye. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father God, we surrender the rest of the evening into your hands. In Jesus' precious name, together we say, Amen.